The Prime Minister is now in fire-ravaged East Gippsland to meet locals and inspect the damage. Our reporter David Sparks joins us now from Lucknow, just outside Bairnsdale. David, what kind of reception has the Prime Minister been getting there?
Well, in contrast to the reception we've just heard that he received in New South Wales yesterday, he's actually had a very warm reception here. There's a significant number of volunteers in this community hall gathering donated clothes and food and distributing them. And really, when the Prime Minister turned up, it was clear that they wanted to speak to him and hear what he had to say. To be honest, these volunteers, given especially that he turned up with a shopping bag with donations to drop off, these volunteers were pretty happy to see him.
Hey, Rosie.
Hi, David.
Thanks for everything you've been doing.
This is Lynn. She's lost everything.
Tell me about your place.
Well, we've lost our house 5 years ago. We had a big shed with cars and everything. We lost it in the fire 5 years ago. And the house survived. Now this time, the house has survived.
Yeah.
The house is gone, yes. And the shed has survived.
The shed survived.
Yeah.
And the animals and all.
We were fortunate that because of the drought that we got rid of any cows we've had.
Yeah. What's the combination of the two things down here? Last time I was down here was for drought, and today I'm for fires.
Yep.
Those two things coming together is really applying some great hardship on this community.
So that was Lynn from Sarsfield speaking to the Prime Minister there. Now, Lynn, I don't know if you heard that clearly, but she lost her house in the fire early this week that swept through and actually claimed several houses in Sarsfield, which is, I'm going to say, about 15 kilometres northeast of Bairnsdale. I spoke to her after the Prime Minister left. She said that she was grateful that he turned up today.
I feel it's great that we are getting political support. I don't believe it doesn't matter who where they're from.
What's your name, mate?
Riley Walsh.
What do you think about the Prime Minister turning up?
I think it's good that he's turned up and shown a bit of support for the community. Well, a lot of support for the community. It's definitely needed, especially, you know, with everything going on now and everything that's coming up. It's going to be, you know, very scary next couple of days.
People have been criticising him lately. What do you think about that?
I think there is a lot of fairness to the criticism, 100%. But, again, with coming into the communities and showing support, it definitely shows a step up from what has been happening previously. So I think it's good for the most part that he's been coming in.
And that positive response to the Prime Minister's visit was pretty uniform, actually, across the 30-odd people that were here when he turned up. He's now gone on a tour of some fire-affected areas, including Sarsfield, which I mentioned earlier, which is to the north-northeast of Bairnsdale, where several houses were lost on Monday.
David, we know 28 people in Victoria are now unaccounted for. Two people have been confirmed dead. What's the situation across the state as the weekend approaches?
It's difficult to nail down exactly what the situation is because the information keeps changing, which I guess is very understandable given the nature of what we're dealing with here. Right across East Gippsland and the region referred to as northeast Victoria, closer to the Murray River, police, military, CFA, all sorts of authorities are involved in trying to get people out of in danger areas and get them to, in inverted commas, safer areas. There are a few relief centres set up, places like Orbost and others, and up in Corryong is an area of huge concern as well. There are authorities trying to get people to safety up there. But it's going to be a lengthy process today to try and get those people to safety or also set up containment lines ahead of the what is going to be an extreme fire danger coming tomorrow.
David Sparks in Gippsland, thank you.